Good morning, Rob. How are you?
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Good.
I'm doing pretty good.
Now, I know you guys don't pay much attention to what's said on the airwaves and what's written in the papers, but there seems to be this like groundswell all of a sudden, and I'm not sure how it started or why it started. The Tom Brady is now somehow over the hill. One guy said done and a horrible quarterback. When you hear something like that about the guy you watch play and practice every single day, what's your first reaction to something like that, Rob?
I mean, it's just laughable. I mean, you just kind of, somebody says something like that, obviously, you know, it's just not true. I mean, obviously, you look at the body of work Tom's done, you know, the last couple of years, you know, he's one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. And, you know, I wouldn't want anyone else as my quarterback. You know, you think about all the teams out there that, you know, they go years without having a quarterback who, you know, is a franchise quarterback. We've had one for the last 11, you know. So, you know, it's just, I think it's just frustration. You know, people just, you know, they start, I guess, losing their mind once you lose a couple games. You know, they want to point the finger at something.
Hey, Rob, if you were to switch uniforms this week and play on the defensive line or linebacker for the New York Jets, and you were studying film on Tom Brady, what would it be about his skill set that would worry you and concern you the most about Sunday's game if you were defending Brady?
You know, just his ability to change the play, you know, and, you know, if you're showing pressure, you know, obviously he can, you know, throw something quick or, you know, just get out of a situation where you think you got him and, you know, then he can, you know, tell a receiver to do something else and then you don't. So just his ability on the line of scrimmage to know what's going on around him at any given time and, you know, make those right decisions.
Were you within earshot at the end of the game when Richard Sherman accosted Brady and taunted him and said that you guys are a one-man team? They're a team. The Seahawks are a team, but you guys are just the Brady bunch. You guys are one man. Did you hear about it? Did it bother you?
You know, it's just something, again, that after a game, you know, I'm sure before they scored that touchdown, he wasn't thinking of saying anything, you know. So, again, it's just one of those things. He's a younger guy, you know, probably pretty happy that they just beat a good team and, you know, obviously figured he wanted to say something. So, I mean, it's just something I don't look into too much, you know.
Is there ever, obviously last game wouldn't be a case for it, but is there ever a division when on the plane, on the bus, in the locker room between offense and defense when one unit does its job and the other doesn't and everyone knows why that unit cost, why the team lost the game because of the defense this week and the offense did its job and, you know, you all got to get berated by the coaches, right? You all have to get blamed equally on Monday or on Tuesday or on whenever, Wednesday. But you know whose fault it was. Does that happen?
I mean, the thing about football is it's such a team sport. You know, it's not like one individual guy, you know, is out there playing against another individual guy. You know, it's not tennis, you know. So you're going to have a team full of people that everyone has a certain job to do. And, you know, if a collective group of people, you know, mess up on one or two plays, you know, obviously that's going to affect the outcome of the game. So it's not just one guy. You know, obviously as a team, as a unit, you know, we got to do better. We got to improve. We got to, you know, do some things at the end of the game to not lose those games. So, you know, when you lose, what is it, 3 games by 4 points, you know, that's just, you know, it's tough. So, you know, we just got to find a way to win these games as a team, as a unit.
Hey, Rob, did anything in this week's preparation for the Jets seem different to you? Was Belichick more animated after the loss? It doesn't seem to have quite the edge of previous Patriot-Jets game, but I'm wondering if the preparations or any aspect of it felt a little different to you.
You know, anytime we're going to play the Jets, it's obviously a big game. You know, I've been here the past 4 years, and, you know, anytime we've played them, you know, it's always a huge game. It's always a lot of energy, you know, similar to a Ravens game. Every time we play, you know, right, sore for 3 days after, you know, it's just very physical. And, you know, I just know that come Sunday, you know, it's going to be a physical game. They always play tough. So, you know, this week of preparation, you know, we take it like we always do, you know, seriously to, you know, know, to do that, our best foot forward. So come Sunday, you know, obviously we have a good week of preparation for him.
Hey, when the Jets acquired Tim Tebow, Rex was quick to point out that his inclusion in their offense makes other defense the opponents have to spend more time on defending him and preparing for him. Is that true? Is that the case?
I mean, you can't just not look at Tebow. You know, you can't just say, hey, well, he's not a factor, because, you know, obviously they could go out and they can draw up a couple, you know, plays in the dirt and throw him in the game, and, you know, he can run a play that you haven't seen all year, mm-hmm. you know. So you just have to be aware that he's on the field. You got to know, hey, you know, 15's in the game, and, you know, just not completely ignore the fact that he's on the field, because obviously, you know, he's either there to be a decoy, you know, or he's there to run a play. So, you know, just being aware that he's there, obviously, it's just going to help you. So, you know, seeing him last year, too, as well, helped us out. You know, the first game we went up there, kind of, you know, the whole Tebow thing, we're able to see, you know, what type of plays, style of football he runs. Then when we saw him again, you know, we were able to pretty much handle that style of offense. So, you know, again, just look at the things that they do. His role in the offense isn't huge. So, you know, anytime he's on the field, you just got to make sure you're able to contain him.
Tebow's a quarterback in a running back's body. If he were just a running back, do you think he'd be a very good running back if he lined up, you know, in the eye? Or would he be substandard based on what he's done all his career?
You know, when you're a running back, everyone knows you're running back and there's no threat of you throwing the ball. So
right. It's
a little bit different. You know, when a quarterback has that ability to throw the ball, you know, people are in coverage and then you're, you know, pumping and you're able to scramble and then break a few tackles. That's different than, hey, this guy's in the backfield in an I formation and he's coming, you know, he's going to run the ball 100%, mm-hmm. you know, so you're able to kind of gear up, you know, and I don't know necessarily if he's built to be a running back.
Good luck on Sunday. We'll talk to you next Friday.
All right. Thank you.